each and everybody to this gospel gathering, to this meeting whereby Jesus Christ is exalted. For sure, Jesus Christ is worthy to be praised. It's the continuation of the book of Ruth, chapter 4, that we are looking into. Ruth chapter 4, verse 7 downwards. Verse 7 says, now this was the manner in former times in Israel, concerning redeeming and concerning changing, for to confirm all things, a man struck off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor. And this was a testimony in Israel. Ruth chapter 4, verse 7.
Ruth chapter 4, verse number 7. Verse 7. Atiko magare Israeli kwa kuombola ndi kusintana kutsimikiza mlandu wonse akatero muntu avula sabato yache naipereka kwa mnansi wache natsimikizidwabe Israeli. Verse 8. Ndipo ombolayo anati kwa Bowazi, udzigulire wekha kadzikoko navula sapato yache.
And from the 7 we see that the custom in Israel was that a shoe should be taken off.
Kuoneka kuti mnyisraeli sabato ili ndi tanthauzo lalikulu molingana ndi mmene tamvera mu verse 7.
Here we see two men standing together.
Apapa tikuona anthu awiri atayima pamodzi.
The first one was the first one to redeem or save Ruth.
Oyambirira tikuona ngati oyamba kuti amusunge ndi kumuombolera Rute.
But we see at the end that even though he was the first one, but he fails to save Rute.
Tikuona oyambirira kuti analephera kuti amthandize Rute, koma akuyimika mmodzi kuti wayikidwe kuti aombole Rute ndi kumthandizira.
So after the first man fails, there was a second man already waiting to serve the same rule.
Moti atalephera kuti amthandizire Rute, pali wina wachiwiri amene anayikidwa kuti amthandize Rute kumthandizira.
So this case was there while two men waiting to serve one person, that is Ruth.
Anthu awiri amene adayimirira apapa, pali mmodzi amene adayikika kuti amthandizire Rute.
Why saving Ruth, one person, one daughter, one woman? It's because Ruth stands for a church of the event.
And if you watch any, muntu uyu akuyimira kuti athandize mzimai okhala payekha komanso wa masiye. Izizi zikuyimira kuti ndiwo mpingo.
According to the design from Ruth chapter 1, about a miracle and hunger in Bethlehem, we saw that it was the plan of God, so that Ruth should be brought to Bethlehem.
Jara imene idari mzigo la kanani, idari ku Bethlehem, mungu wadai rola dala, nicholinga chone na kuti, anu wotu kena ku Bethlehem, akazapita ku Moabu, chika chiteke njiku kwa nini kutiko, kutakata ngepe Ruth, kutaka kwenye ku Bethlehem.
Now, Ruth is in Bethlehem. But for her to stay safely, he needs somebody to redeem her. When Ruth was coming to Bethlehem, they were all living in Bethlehem, two men waiting for Ruth. And they were waiting for her.
Ruth.
Before Ruth entered Bethlehem, Boaz and the first man was already in Bethlehem waiting for Ruth.
Ruth has sent a queen to get up to Bethlehem. Put your head up for more. Get up to Bethlehem. Put down the balance. How will I not die? Spit out. Once I will. Why am I watching with him? What you have to decide, Ruth?
Which means the hunger that was in Bethlehem was there because they are already two men waiting for Ruth to come in its due time.
The punchala in the area of Bethlehem.
Now Ruth has come in Bethlehem.
There
was a need of somebody to redeem her, to protect her, to save her.
But I keep a winner, I'm a select a winner. What you are mutate is there, the bonsoir mutantatire, note.
So, two men spoke about one person that is Ruth, meaning singular church.
And for a winny, I'm not a chiculato, on sewa, akulaukula, akubuela, for rute, smelestu, even on pingo.
We don't say churches, it's Church of Christ. It's one church.
One
Ruth. So the first man fails to redeem
Ruth.
Instead, Boaz was to redeem Ruth. But for the issues of redemption, it needs an exchanging of shoes. So a man was to brush off his shoe and get to the neighbor so that neighbor should save a person.
So
verse 8
you love to put it.
Therefore the first man said unto Boaz, that is the first person, buy it for thee, for he drew off his shoe.
Verse 8. Jibomorayo Anati kwa Boaz. Uzigulira weka katiko.
Here the first kiss money is giving all authority and other hands of Boaz to do the work of kiss money redeeming it.
Yeah, what will you have my wants for Boaz? Would you put and sabato?
Completely, it means that the first kiss man fails to save Ruth. So Boaz was there to save Ruth because the first man would have not managed to save Ruth.
Yeah, Boaz.
Christ is the fulfillment of all things.
Yes, he
is the only one who fulfills all what the Lord needs. As Apostle Paul spoke in Romans, said that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Which means there is nobody and there is no one. Christ is the only one righteous.
Ndipo Kristu ndiye kare wachirungama. Kare amene aliboyera pamaso pa Atate.
And is the only one that can manage to fulfill the law.
Ndipo ndiye kare amene adaikidwa kuti akakwaniritse chilamulo chonse.
The law comes from God.
Chilamulo chinachokera kwa Mulungu.
Christ came from God.
Yesus akachokera kwa Mulungu.
And Christ is God.
Ndipo Yesu ndiye Mulungu.
The first Christian fellows,
uyu othandizira wayamba uyu akalephera kumuthandiza Luther.
Boaz manages the same.
Ndipo Boaz adakwaniritsa kumuthandiza Luther.
Boaz was there because the first man who fell.
Ndipo Boaz adaikidwa chifukwa munthu wayamba sala akalephera kumuthandiza Luther.
The law was to come first.
Ndipo chinamulo chinabwera kuyambirira.
First Adam was to come first.
Ndipo Adam wayamba adabwera kuyambirira.
But it was there because there is already Christ waiting.
Ndipo zidachitika izi kwa kuti alipo kumayembekezera kubwera kwa Yesu Kristu.
The coming of Jesus Christ,
kubwera kwa Mbuye Yesu,
was for the fulfilling whatever the law requires.
Yes, kuti alikukwaniritsidwa kumene chilamulo chinalephera. Yesu adakwaniritsa adzabwera.
In our place, Christ fulfills all the law. What God
requires.
In our place, Christ did whatever we failed to do. Christ is our salvation. Christ is our redemption. Christ is our justification. Christ is our righteousness. Christ is our holiness. Christ is our everything. So Boaz was there because Ruth needs help. Without Boaz, Ruth was hopeless. Without Boaz, Ruth was dead. But Boaz is the life and the hope of Ruth. When we read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 says, verse 1, and you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Verse 1 of Ephesians chapter 2.
Verse 1. Ndipo inu adakupatsani moyo pokhala munali akufa ndi zolakwa ndi zochimwa zanu.
Here is speaking about our character and behavior, our original us.
Apapa Bible inena chikhalidwe chathu chokhazikika pa ife,
that we were dead in our transgressions and sins.
Tinali akufa chifukwa cha uchimo umene tinachita kumbuyo.
We were dead people.
Tinali anthu akufa ife.
There was no life in us.
Mwaife munali ne moyo.
So when we look unto the character of a dead person,
mmene tima tutati tiyang'ane mmene amaonekera munthu wakufa.
There is nothing good in a dead person.
Aoneka chabwino mwaiyeyo.
If the people who are alive never wait for the dead person to be buried, he will die, he will be there and rot.
Aha, menamo nikena munthu wakufa, sipakhala chiyembekezo chilichonse kwa ifamoyo, kumakhoti munthu uchawatha. Paibe chimene anga chita chabwino.
He needs those who are arrived to work for him to be buried.
Ndipo simatengera moyo kuti amtenge ye kuti akamukwirire chifalike choti akhoza chita paye.
Without the right people who are arrived dead, a dead person will be there.
Ndipo popanda anthu aboyo kuti amtenga akamugwirire wakufayo akhoza kukhala chigalire kumango wofunda.
Nothing good but stinking because of rotting.
Ndipo palibe chabwino chimene chingapezeke pa iye akhoza kumango wona chifukwa choti amoyo akhalira chi.
That's the character of a dead person.
Nimene amaonekera munthu wakufa.
Now Christ through Apostle Paul says we were dead in our trespasses. Meaning there was nothing good in us but stinking. in me because of power wrought in me.
Yes. Yeah, Apostle Paul, I will put it. If you think I have to fetch a son of us that. For my penis to Abinana, where I'm not one more of the future for him, immediately that's already a hoof.
Again, here we see how grace comes to the dead person whom God elected.
If I have a one that is so much minister, where the woman's hoof, but I can hear
a dead person in his trespass. And sins found grace because, first of all, God erected him before the foundation of the world. The coming of Jesus Christ into this world was not only to die for everybody. Not for dying to everybody, no.
Yeah, your son of the Ferrari is I.
He kept his own people.
Yeah, I have another.
He came to the people whom he knows.
Yeah, you have another.
And he died on the cross because of those he purposes before the foundation of the world. Why died he?
That's
one of Ephesians chapter 2 is saying, he quickened us who were first dead in our transparency and iniquity.
Verse 1.
Quickening us, giving us life. It's like somebody is pointing to a person, speaking about the reality of the person. Here, Apostle Paul is pointing to the people that you are original dead people. There is nothing good in you.
Apostle Paul, Apollo said, "Inu muda ali akufa ndizo chimazana."
So the priest cannot move anymore. So he's pointing to them that your status is that you are a dead person.
Aha, yeah, Apollo said, "I want to say that you, my middle hours, I
meaning you are a stinking person because of rotting.
Ndiwe onu kaiwa yachifunyo ndiwe ora.
So there is nothing good in a dead person but stitching. If you can tell a dead person that make a choice today, follow my prayer, then you don't know what you are preaching. Then you are not preaching. When we are preaching the gospel, the message, Christ is the owner of the gospel. Christ is the message. Will reveal himself to those he erected and died for them on the cross. And those who are his will hear the message and will be drawn to himself. But those that are not his, they will be left to themselves. So that they should do whatever they think. They will be doing whatever is preachable unto themselves. But those that are his, they will be confronted in the cross.
Yes, I don't want to go some
and their message is the cross. And they are always comforted in the cross. When the message of the cross is preached to them, it will always comfort their
minds.
And that message will lead them home. That's what the Bible says. Let's leave the erect home. So Ruth was comforted because the conversation that is between Boaz and the first kissman is for her to be redeemed, to be saved. Be comforted with Christ is your salvation, is your everything. When I say be comforted in Christ, I'm not speaking to all the people in the world. But I'm speaking only to the elect that the world
comforts.
When the true gospel is preached, the true gospel will comfort the elect. But at the same time, the same gospel will bring hatred in the rights of an elected. So, the first kissman got the shoe to Boaz, and Boaz did the wage of saving. The law, first Adam, surrenders all the people in the arms of Jesus Christ, and Christ saved them by dying on the cross. Verse 9 of Ruth chapter 4.
Verse 9.
And Boaz said unto the elders, that is the representatives of the city, and unto all the people, the hearers, ye are witnesses this day, that I have brought out all that was Ermeret, and all that was Chiriams, and Marons of the land of Naomi.
Verse number 9. Na Boaz, kwa akulu, njikwa antu onse, inu ndinumboni lero, lino, kuti, ndakula zose za Eremereki. Ndakula zose za Eremereki. Ndi zose za Kilioni. Ndi Maloni. Patanja la Naomi.
So here, Boaz is speaking to the elders and the people that were there.
Tukuna papa Boaz akulankula. Wakula akulu amu msinda minakari kutakene.
These were the representatives of the people that were born in time to come. That is ourselves. So, he spoke to the people that you are the witness of this. So the elders, the people that were there during the time of Boaz and this first kissman, were there to represent all the people, both the erect and unerect, that will come in time. So they were to be there to represent all the people that will come in time, in future time. That this is the truth that Boaz has redeemed Ruth completely.
Is this in the Yesona? Uti Boaz, Adai Midwa, Adai Kido, which akaomborerude
kuchipshinjo chake.
When Jesus Christ was near to be crucified,
yes, ari pafupi kupachikidwa,
they were representatives that were there.
Padari anthu awiri amene adaima nawo.
They were the people that were standing for us.
Ari pawiri amene adaima mthawi imene Yesu amaperekedwa.
For example, when we read Matthew chapter 27, verse 22 says,
pamene tikuwerenga buku la Matthew chapter 27, mu verse 22, Bible alikuti,
Pilate said unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all said unto him, let him be crucified.
Verse number 22, Matthew chapter 27, verse 22. Ati Pilato adanena kwa iwo, nanga ndidzachita chiyani ndi Yesu otchedwa Kristu?
They all say unto him, let him be crucified.
23. Onse anati, apachitidwe pa mtanda, ndipo iye anati, chifukwa cha chiyani chikukwa ninji? Adachita choipa chanji?
You can see on verse 23, whereby it says, and the governor said, what evil has he done? But they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified.
Abutukulu lonse, Pilato anaima poera, nawawusa anzu, kutukuli. Kashiani mungui, komanzu, osa takomelezana, kutu, iye, ayemuna kupachikidwa basi.
Which means even Pilate didn't want Christ to be crucified. He don't want evil things to happen on the body of Jesus Christ. But he was not knowing that Christ is there to be crucified. So God gave the people boldness to say, crucify him, crucify him. So even Pilate was not wanting him to be crucified, but the people exclaimed, saying, crucify him, crucify him.
Pilato sadafune kuti Yesu apachikidwe. Komanzu onse adanena mauku, mpachikeni, mpachikeni.
Why not verse 22 says, Pilate said unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?
Ndipo verse 22, akuti Pilato adanena kwa iwo, nanga ndidzachita chiyani ndi Yesu Kristu, ndi Yesu otchedwa Kristu.
So, Pilate knows that Jesus is called Christ, but he was not knowing that being Christ, he was worthy to be
crucified.
So the dying of Jesus Christ by crucifixion was the fulfillment of the word of God.
Because
when we read Acts chapter 2 verse 23 says,
mene tuwerenga buku la Matthew chapter 2, Bible kuti,
Acts chapter 2, Acts of Apostles chapter 2 verse 23 says,
buku la Matthew chapter 2 verse 23, by Holy Ghost,
him, being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain.
Verse 22. Amuna inu aisalae, verani mawaba, Yesu nazalayo, mamuna ochokera kwa Mulungu, woso nyesedwa kwa inu, this is Paul's, this is Israel, this is in the hero.
33.
Verse 23. Amen. Yo, what did you mulungu inu mwakupachika ndikumupa ndi manja anthu akusayeruzika.
Here you can see the word of a man.
Apapa mukosa kuona nshito ya munthu.
The good work of a man was to kill Christ.
Nshito ya munthu imene ichidwa ndipo kupha
Ambuye Yesu. The good work that we had was to crucify him.
Ndipo nshito imene ichidwa munthu akapachika Yesu.
It was to slay him.
Adam was more powerful.
That was our work. That was our good work that we did. That's why when the people were saying, crucify him, crucify him, that was the good work that a human being was to do upon Christ. But here you can see that it is God who delivered this woman is to be like this because of his determination, cancer, and the foreknowledge of me.
Aha! Tikuona apa kuti mene zvose zvichitika kudari plani ya Mulungu takakwaniritsa malemba.
So nothing missing, nothing in addition that happened that
day.
All the things that happened was because God made it to be so according to his determined counsel and foreknowledge of him.
Suppose that izi monga makufuna kwa Mulungu kulola yeyo kuti zvichitike zvose monga makufuna kwake osati plani ya munthu iri yose.
Look verse 24 now. Tenti yangane mu verse 24. Whom God has raised up, that is Acts chapter 2 verse 24. Whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be ordered of it.
Verse 24. Yemweyo Mulungu adamuukitsa akamasula zowawa za imfa mwakuti sekunali kotheka kuti iye agwidwe nayo.
It was not possible that the death can withhold Christ Jesus.
Kudali kosatheka kuti imfa isamfikire Yesu.
This was so because
kaizi kuti zikaonetseke kuti Yesu ndi Mulungu.
The good works that we did is killing Christ.
Ushito zathu zimene timapanga zikamupa Yesu.
But God raised him from the dead.
Koma Mulungu anamukitsa Yesu kwa kufa.
And given him a name above all names. That in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow down in heaven, on earth, and on the
ground here. Bondo lililosheria kukwada mwamba ndi dziko la pansi.
That is a name above all names.
Chifukwa ndi dzina loposa mayina onse.
And every tongue should confess. That Jesus is Lord. Here again, when we say that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, is only speaking of the tongues of the
elect.
When they said that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, he was speaking about different tribes, languages, all that the people erected will confess, will see Christ as the only Lord of the land.
Izizi zikunenedwa kwa mitumbu yonse ya wanthu atsiko la pansi ndi asalankhulo zonse kuti iwo amene adasankhidwa lilime lawo lidzavomereza kuti Yesu ndiye Ambuye.
Christ is the name.
Ndipo Yesu ndiye dzina.
The only name which I am to bow.
Ndi dzina lokhalo limene bondo lililonse liyenera kugwada.
The only name which I am to confess. Not just
confessing,
but bowing and speaking and seek Christ as the Lord. So here there is two things. One, there is confessing. The second thing, there is bowing. But when we go into the book of Romans chapter 10,
Aloma chapter 10, verse 9 and 10.
Verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Verse 9. Kutingati tsavomereza mukamwa mwako, yes ndiye ambuye ndikukhulupirira mumtima mwako kuti Mulungu adamukitsa kwakufa udzapulumuka.
Why confessing and why believing?
Chifukwa chani pali kuvomereza komanso kukhulupirira?
Which one comes first between confessing and believing?
Ndi chii chimene chiyenera kuyambirira pakati pakuvomereza ndi kukhulupirira?
Verse 10
likuti,
for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Verse 10, pakuti ndi mtima munthu akhulupirira kutengapo chilungamo, koma ndi mkama akomereza kutengapo chipulumutso.
So first of all, a heart is to believe so that righteousness is to be there.
So koyambirira mtima uyenera kukhulupirira kuti utengepo chilungamo.
So it's God who taketh away the stony heart and bring in the heart that will believe the word of God.
Yochotsa mtima wa mwala ndi kuyikamo mtima wovomereza kuti Yesu ndi Ambuye.
On your own you can never manage to believe God.
Inuyo panokha ungathe kulupirira Ambuye.
But God made the work of believing in your heart so that you should believe him.
Mulungu adakwira ntchito Yesu ndi Ambuye.
Then because of believing that Christ is Lord, then you confess with your
mouth.
And the mouth confesses what the heart
believes. Yes.
You will never confess what is not in your heart. So you confess because the heart believes and there is righteousness in your heart.
Pamene mtima wakhulupirira pakamwa pakakomeleza chipulumutso choyikidwa mkati mwako mwa Yesu Kristu.
So the heart is justified by God himself in believing.
Ye akuti mtima umabala chilungamo chimene chikuchokera mukukhulupirira.
The mouth confesses because the heart believes and has been justified.
Why
are the religious groups of people, they preach only head keeping knowledge of God? They just think and start speaking with their mouth and thinking that it's salvation. How can we know this? You see multitudes of people coming and say, Jesus is the Lord, Jesus is the Lord. And if you ask them, which Jesus are you preaching? You see that they, now they are speaking another Jesus, not the Jesus of the Bible. Because the Jesus of the Bible died for his own events. Jesus of the Bible died only for the erected sinners.
Yes, what Maremba, at the fellow cow, I mean, I was him among the Maremba.
But the popular Jesus, these religious groups are preaching, is the Jesus that loves everybody.
Yes, what was, I mean, I didn't get some of the Yes, what he has said us.
They define Christ as like a salvation of the people.
Yes, yes, I mean, I think of that up from the chance to work.
It's the weak Christ.
I mean, yes, what's sake.
Whereby he needs a human effort, he needs a person to do a work of decisioning for him, Christ, to do the work of serving. This is not the Christ that
is.
Christ of the scriptures.
Yes, one Maremba
is more powerful.
To a pass.
He's a savior.
He promotes.
He's our salvation.
Amen.
He serves the sinners. Without their decision. Without their good works. Oh, what a comfort to be one of the people. Lord, honor be to God because of this. For he made it to be so. When we go back into the book of
Ruth,
Ruth was comforted because Boaz would do the work of
saving.
To conclude the message of today, Boaz was the comfort of Ruth. Christ is the comfort of his church.
Yes,
without Christ, the church is in problems. Without Christ, the church is hopeless. Without Christ, the church is without salvation. Even whatever the church will be thinking, but if there is not Christ, there is no Christ, then there is no church. We preach Christ because he's the head of the church. Christ is the savior of his own people.
Christu amenendiye mpulumuti wa osankidwa.